Disclosure.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Troubled insurer AIG took in more than $170 billion in bailout money. Ever wonder what happened to all that money? Under pressure from lawmakers and the public, the company's released a bit of information that's not likely to make anyone happy. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
AIG has released a list of about 80 firms that benefited from the bailout money. The insurance company says paying other banks used up a total of $90 billion in federal rescue cash. Some of the big winners were investment bank Goldman Sachs. It took in almost $13 billion. A few European banks like Societe Generale and Deutsche Bank did almost as well. Congress and taxpayers had been asking AIG where the money went for months. The company finally caved after reports surfaced that it'll use some of the bailout money to pay employee bonuses worth at least $165 million in the very division responsible for the meltdown. AIG says the bonus pay is set in stone, that it could face lawsuits if it doesn't pay up. The company promised the Obama administration to hold back on future bonus pay. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, President Obama and his economic team are starting the week with less detail about the financial fallout and a rosier tone looking ahead. Mr. Obama and Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner today plan to announce a broad economic package that includes reduced small business lending fees and an increase on the guarantee to some Small Business Administration loans. Over the weekend, the president's advisors said they remain confident about the nation's economic fundamentals. Asian markets closed up today. Japan's Nikkei rose more than 1.5%. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng gained about 3.5%. Markets across Europe higher across the board this morning, anywhere from 1 to 3%. On Wall Street Friday, stocks finished in the green. The Dow this morning at 72.23, the NASDAQ at 14.31, and the S&P 500 is at 7.56. In Kansas today, senators debate a bill that would eliminate the death penalty. But it's not the only state reconsidering the cost of putting defendants on death row. Just a few days ago, the New Mexico legislature voted to repeal executions in favor of a life sentence without parole. Colorado and New Hampshire are also considering abolishing their death penalties, in part due to the expense. The economy may be changing how state governments measure justice, as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Last year, an Urban Institute study found that each death penalty case cost the state of Maryland $2 million more due to extra hearings and appeals, juries, and lawyers. The study's author, John Roman, says death row security is also expensive.
The daily cost of having them on death row is about 3 times what it is for a normal prisoner. And then they spend years on death row as the case goes through the appellate process, and there's all sorts of additional costs there.
Supporters of abolishing the Kansas death penalty say it would save $400,000 a case. But the state's attorney general questions those savings. Ashley Anstead is the attorney general's communications director.
Whether you're going for a life sentence or a death sentence, there are still going to be significant appeals. And our attorneys get paid the same regardless of which case we go for, whether it's a death sentence or a life in prison sentence.
Besides, Anstead says, cost should not decide matters of just punishment. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
There's been a lot of criticism lately about banks taking government help and then doing what they've always done. Corporate junkets, sponsoring athletic events, acting all corporate-y.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Apparently some in Congress don't like bailout money going to anything frivolous, but Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says there's nothing frivolous about boosting the overall economy.
People are angry, and I can see why people are angry. You know, they're losing their jobs. They're seeing people, including maybe themselves, getting their houses foreclosed on. And you hear a story about, you know, some evil company that has taken government bailout money and is off in some fancy place having a sales meeting, and it makes people angry. And I understand that.
So what does the government then do to stop people from getting angry?
Well, I mean, the long run is you've got to fix the economy, but that's not going to happen, God knows, anytime soon. What would be helpful is if the government actually decided to treat the people in this country like grown-ups instead of like children who need to be indulged and fed something. Now, I know a lot of the people in the executive branch of the government are in fact grown-ups and they know how the world works. But in this environment, I don't think any of them dare, which is their failing, to get up and say, look, we know you find this offensive, but if we're ever going to get our money back and these companies are ever going to function, there are certain things they do, and one of the things they do is have sales meetings.
So how then does this affect the entire economy?
Well, it affects the economy indirectly because if you assume that the companies we're talking about are important, which is why they're getting bailout money, right? And if you get in their way and make them less profitable, you're hurting in the end the chance for these companies to lend more money or to expand or and to earn enough to pay back the money that they borrowed. And let me hasten to say that I am not some shill for corporate America. I'm the guy who's always finding problems and writing about tax dodges and things like that because that's what I do. But even to me, this turning every private plane trip into some sort of a social act, you don't really accomplish anything except to vent and make people less forthcoming with the government and less inclined to be involved in anything that involves business trusting the government. And that's not a good thing.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.